Ollie Morn, Morn on Mondays, the Hurling Review. What a weekend to start, I suppose. Our new chat on Sporting Limerick. But Ollie, first and foremost, your initial thoughts on what was an absolute jaw-dropping victory in Simple Stadium yesterday.
Well, I suppose a number of emotions. I suppose the first one is absolute joy, as you said. Do you know what I mean? To come away from Thurles beating the Hurling's kingpins in an absolute epic battle. I think, I suppose, first of all, you're delighted for Limerick on a personal level. I'm delighted for our own clubmen, Dan and Tom Marcy. I thought they were exceptional. But look, even from a very general point of view, just again, the game of hurling, just serving up another absolute masterclass. It's just been one after another this year. The standard of hurling has been, if you strip away the emotion and I suppose the connection to your own county, like to go and watch a sporting spectacle like that for 70, 75 minutes, you come away mentally exhausted because you've been served up an absolute treat. You know what I mean? And I think from that point of view, I think it's great. Look, Limerick they've defied everyone's expectations. In all reality, I think at the start of the year, if someone was to say Limerick were going to be in an All-Ireland semi-final, haven't beaten Kilkenny, you're taking their hand off. But for me, the big priority all year was just to get promoted, and I think everything after that was bonus. And we really are in bonus territory now at this stage. And I think there's nothing to say that this team can't kick on and keep going on its journey, because it's on a journey. They have momentum. I think that's something that's very difficult to come by at championship level. And if you have momentum, you've just got to go with it and see where it takes you.
Yeah, and as well, Ollie, the new format this year, like Limerick only had a total of two championship games in the last 2 seasons, where they went knocked out of Munster, knocked out of qualifier, knocked out of Munster, knocked out of qualifier. Like in one season alone, they've doubled the amount of games and more than they would have had at championship level and championship intensity. And that for a young side, that's exactly what you want. If you're John Kiely's position, you would think, I want these lads. Game time, game time, game time, game time. It's the only way to bring them on, and we've seen a progression from this Limerick side. They have granted there was the blip against Clare, but there's been progression from week to week, and we're starting to see a team that really, really believe in themselves and have bought into the system, have bought into whatever John Kiely's backroom staff are putting in place.
No, look, Raph, absolutely. I think that would have been music to John Kiely's ears when the new format came in, because and I'd even go back to our own time. I think we were notoriously difficult to maybe get ourselves up to championship pitch, especially when you were meeting a seasoned team that's been around the block for a while. And I think, as you alluded to, the last couple of years, we've maybe paid a price for that, gone in, played poorly in our first game, and then you're on the back foot straight away, and before you know it, you're out. No more so than last year, having played poorly against Clare, went out, played far better against Kilkenny, probably unlucky not to have won, but you were still out of the championship, and the season hadn't even taken flight. But this year, straight away, all the young players, they've had a year, an extra year in the panel. But I think, look, they were certainly buoyed by the fact, as I said earlier on, that they were got promoted out of the league. But then you're staring at four championship matches, and that played right into Limerick hands, because they have a young squad, number one, so fitness certainly wasn't going to be a factor. But they have a very, very big panel too. You've a lot of guys who can come in at any point. And I think straight away, I think we were on the front foot. And again, when Limerick played Tip, had Limerick gone out against Tip and not won that match, well, then they'd be on the back foot again, and then momentum can go the other way too. You know what I mean? That can prove to be nearly an obstacle. But no, look, you're 100% right. I just think it's fallen perfectly for them. They seem to be getting better. I personally wasn't any way concerned at all with even the Clare dip, as you call it, because I just felt that it was probably a game too far psychologically, more so than physically. And I think they used the Carlow game last week to get back on the horse again, rack up a big score. But they knew what was coming down the tracks against Kilkenny, and I think subconsciously maybe they were priming themselves for that kind of a game for the last couple of weeks, and they really rose to the occasion yesterday. You know what I mean? So look, it's been set up from, I think there's certainly been no complaints in Limerick about the new championship format. Another very good point you made there was just getting matches. And again, there's absolutely no substitute for getting matches in. Like, these guys train hard enough. Like, in any other realm, these would be professional athletes, to the extent they train, their recovery, their whole lifestyle is revolved around this. And I just think it never made sense to me that guys give so much of their time to play two championship matches, like what maybe would have been the story up to this year. But now these guys are getting games week in, week out. I'm sure physically it takes a fairly big toll, but these guys have proved that they're more than capable of adapting to it.
64 minutes gone yesterday, Ollie. When Kilkenny found the back of the net, Richie Hogan's goal. What were you, like many of us in the crowd, were you thinking, "Oh God, not again! This team don't deserve it." Especially considering that Limerick had so many goal chances themselves, and Owen Murphy really kept Kilkenny hanging on in there. Did you kind of think the worst at that moment?
Well, I suppose we've had good reason to think the worst in the past, because especially with Kilkenny teams, like that's like their it's like the I don't know what you call the assassin's kind of sign or whatever, that like every time they strike, they strike when you least expect, and that's what they did as well yesterday. I felt like Limerick were probably in a very strong position. They'd started to create a little bit of daylight. They had all the momentum, and out of nowhere, Kilkenny conjure up a goal. And the fact that we had our own chances, and I think were not for the brilliance of Owen Murphy, we could have been absolutely out of sight altogether. But again, trademark Kilkenny, the one chance they get, Richie Hogan. Who else would you not want to have the ball? I suppose if you're a Limerick person, got a ball. Engineers a yard of space, and between Nicky Quaid's legs, I don't think there's a thing he could have done about it. But yeah, you're thinking here, same old, Limerick have, apart from the first 15 minutes, they've made all the running pretty much. And here we are again now, and Kilkenny are 2 points ahead. But the resilience that this Limerick team have shown, to come from 2 points behind, when the other team, again, I use that word momentum because it's so important in hurling, but Limerick racked up the next 4 points, and they were very, very well constructed scores. They were intelligent scores, and I think that says a lot about a really young team like Limerick's, that they had the peace of mind, they trusted themselves, they backed their process, and worked the ball into really, really good scoring positions. And I think that's something maybe we're not used to in Limerick, because I think we've always played on the passion card. And as you said, we're nearly kind of used to getting the sucker blow and kind of fading away, and having a moral victory. And that team could have just stopped hurling at that point and said, "Well, look, we've given it our all. We've played very well. We've had a good season." But instead, they kicked on, and they've done that all year. They did the same in Cork this year against Cork, when to score a point at the bitter end. And I think that's a quality that's a very rare quality in teams, and it's a quality that you only see really in very good teams, So I think this team have developed that of their own accord. Look, it's great to watch. It's great to be a Limerick person like that, having gotten that sucker punch, and live to tell the tale and come out and win by 2 points the way they did yesterday.
Ollie, 70 minutes gone. The scores are level. The ball is flying around the field. Both teams are defending like tigers, trying to stop a score from being conceded. Possession comes out to Tom Morrissey, and Tom saunters up under the Ryan stand, and all of a sudden seems to hit the quicksand as he just slows down, slows down, slows down, and then gets a last little bit of burst of gas and points. Ollie, that to me is indicative of what we've seen through this Limerick side, not only in the league and championship this year, but also a trait that has been evident in the under 21 sides going back over the last few years. When a challenge is laid down or when they face adversity, they don't panic and revert to long Hail Mary passes or long balls. They still have that confidence and that belief. Like Tom Morrissey looked like a guy going up that sideline who had all the time in the world and was under no pressure to put that ball over the bar. And that, I suppose, that's something that's been bred into this young Limerick team from their underage all the way up through 21s, and they have maintained it and continued it, and that's great to see.
It was, yeah, and you know, Tom won't mind me saying this now, but like, you know, when I saw, you know, bear in mind it was the 70 minutes of the game, like I think both teams had absolutely drained themselves, and you know, there was nearly like a gasp from the crowd when the ball came out to Tom's wing. You know, Tom is a lot of things, but he wouldn't be noted for his searing pace. And you thought, look, the one time we really need you to get a bit of space between you and your man. But you know, look, I think subconsciously, and they referred to it last night in the Sunday game, that you know, it appeared as if he almost slowed down on purpose, and he, you know, he definitely did. It was like a greyhound chasing a hare at one point, and at the very last second he just manoeuvred outright, did something that he is absolutely brilliant at doing, just creating that maybe yard or two of space that all good players have that innate quality to do. And you know, like that was his fourth point. Like, but when he scored all his points, and again, I'm probably pointing out Tom in particular, I'm biased because he's a club man. But you know, when the chips were really down, when we needed someone to put their hand up, especially after Kilkenny scored the goal, it was Tom Morrissey. Like that point in my book was probably as important as his finishing point. But look, again, you're correct. This team has been doing something that maybe Limerick teams in the past have been guilty of not doing, and that's kicking on when other teams hit them late on. Like, you know what I mean? As I said, they don't panic. They don't do panic. They're very, very confident in their own ability. They've played together. They've trained together at a very high level. And you know, by you know the way they work the ball, that it has all that. Like, that's not something you arrive on. You rock on to Thurles or Croke Park or Cork or anywhere. Like, that comes from hundreds and hundreds of hours of practice and just repetition, and it becomes habit. And I think that's what we're seeing the product of now. That stuff that they probably believe to be just second nature at this stage, just has become a habit for them. So, look, it's great to see. I think, look, we need to be careful too, Raf, that we don't make the mistake of eulogising the team this early in the year, or at this stage of the year, should I say, because you know we know Cork are coming down the tracks. Cork are coming in as Munster champions. They've really kicked on even since the Limerick game as well themselves, and they're a different proposition. So we need to be very, very aware of that. Like, you know, the last thing we want to do now in Limerick is to hype up our team too much or hype up our players. I think they've kept their counsel very well. They've kept very good profile, you know, kept low profile while not ignoring the media or ignoring anyone at all, which is a great quality to have as well. So I think, look, it all augurs well. They're in an All-Ireland semi-final, but I just think that we'll make the most of today and park it up. I think it's probably the way to go, you know.
Yeah, and look, with John Kiely at the helm, I can't see it going any other way. I'm sure, like he said in post-match yesterday, that they were going to enjoy Sunday, and that they were going to recover and get back to training on Tuesday. And I'd imagine they'd get all the media duties out of the way this week, and have absolutely nothing on their on you know on the to be dealing with for the next few days and the next 2 weeks, on only focusing on Cork. And Ollie, we've seen the drawn match this year. It was, I suppose, in a way hard to gauge insofar as Limerick were down to 14. Cork were coming in playing their third game in a row. So there was a kind of couple of variable factors thrown in there that made it hard to judge. But what it certainly was two teams who there was no defensive systems in play. There was no sweeper systems in play. It was literally a slugfest in boxing terms. It was point for point. And if that's what we have to look forward to again in 2 weeks' time in Croke Park, then I can't wait to get up for it.
It will, like, and again, like, that's just been probably the enduring or the standout feature of Championship this year, is like that you know, we haven't been blighted by the sweeper experiment. I think teams are going at it. Even Waterford, when that is, who are probably noticed more than anyone else for the sweeper system. Like, but I just think, you know, that night down in Cork, and while yesterday was a fantastic spectacle, like, for me, that was, you know, warrior-like. it was Limerick. That Limerick team could have thrown in the towel as well that night. They actually weren't playing particularly well, even when Aaron Gillan got sent off. But they just rallied. They got themselves back into the game. But the quality of point taken, even that night, and that for me maybe was the first day really you kind of come out and you say, do you know what? We really have a quality team on our hands here and a team that can go places. But I think Cork probably. If the truth be known, I felt they were lucky enough to come out. I think they got a couple of very fortuitous decisions maybe late on in that game from the referee. I think that swung the game back in their favour. And ultimately with Kyle Hayes trying to draw the game that day. But like that'll be long forgotten about, Raf. I think they're going to go into that now. It's Croke Park. There'll be definitely 60-odd thousand people up there. It'll be a completely different occasion. It's an All-Ireland semi-final. Cork will go in with a certain amount of baggage as well, insofar as they haven't really performed at that stage over the last number of years. It'll be new territory for this Limerick team now. I think they've dealt with every challenge that's been thrown their way up to now. But look, I just think it's definitely going to be the standout game of that weekend. I think both Limerick and Cork will feel they have one another's card. That they'll feel they'll have the measure of their opponent. And look, it's like everything. If you ask me now, I'm not a betting man, but I'd imagine in betting terms, there wouldn't be a puck of the ball between the two teams. It'd be a very evenly matched contest on paper. But like that, it's who gets the breaks on the day, who can get the scores on the board, and who can start dominating it early on. And look, I just think it's great opportunity for this Limerick team too. They've done so well, as I said, this year already. But like I think, these guys are bred on success as well. They've been very successful at colleges at underage level, and maybe even at club level in terms of like the Kilmallock and the Pearcy catch. Like these guys are all well used to success. Like so, I just think this Limerick team feel no point in going up there now just to make a. Have a good show of ourselves here. We're really, really going to go at this and put ourselves into an All-Ireland final.